Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California churches are now being fined for worshiping. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. We're going to be talking about two churches in California. Both of them now have thousands of dollars in fines because they have gone to in-person worship. That is banned in California for about 80% of the population. And I'm not talking about social distancing and masks. Some people say, well, they weren't social distancing and wearing masks. That's not the issue. It doesn't matter whether they social distance or wear a mask. What matters is they actually met more than one person into a church or even in your home with someone who's not related in that home, doesn't live there. All it takes is you and one other person meeting together, whether it's in a church building or in your home, for worshiping, Bible study, praise and worship, prayer. That's criminal in California. That's not an exaggeration. It's not hyperbole. It's criminal in California. Fines up to thousands of dollars and criminal penalties up to 1 year in prison.
You know, I never imagined that Pastor Rob McCoy of Godspeak Calvary Chapel, friend of ours in Thousand Oaks, would have had to stand before a judge in Superior Court and be held in contempt of court, Matt, and then they were fined $500 for each of their three services for two consecutive Sundays, or a total of $3,000. In America, you never would imagine a pastor would be standing before a judge.
You know, I know Pastor Rob McCoy. He's a very strong pastor. He and I and others have spoken many times around the country to other pastors, talking about how pastors need to address biblical issues, particularly during each election cycle, to get people registered to vote and to vote biblical values. Mm-hmm. And he's always been a very strong person there. But he's now being tested in a way he's never been tested before. Some pastors are being tested in ways they've never been tested before. Many are failing, but many are standing. And Pastor Rob McCoy is one of those. He's a good friend. He's a godly person. He loves the Lord. And he not only is the pastor of this church, but up until recently, he was the mayor of the city of Thousand Oaks, and also before that, the member of the city council. He stepped down from those positions not long ago when all these restrictions came out, and he began to realize, you know, it's time to open up.
But, you know, he's truly been a light. This church has been a light in the community. I remember when they had a shooting, was it a year or so ago?
Yeah.
And he was there ministering to people. When they had fires, they gave up their own homes so that people could have a shelter. So he's truly out there being the hands and feet of Christ in their community, which is exactly what the church should be doing.
Yeah, so they have three services on Sunday. This is a former YMCA. It's a brand new building. I know the people that own it as well. They're good friends. And this is where Godspeak Calvary Chapel Church worships. And so the size of this particular church is, if you can imagine the inside of a Y with an Olympic-sized swimming pool, that swimming pool has been filled in, and that's the inside of the church. It's a beautiful facility. Mm-hmm. And this is where Godspeak Calvary Chapel is located. And so they have three services on Sunday. And so now he's hauled in front of a court. Why? Because they have met in worship. And so the court ultimately finds Rob McCoy in contempt of court and fines them $500 for each service that they had. And so they've had three services on Sunday, and for two consecutive Sundays, they've had six services when you combine them all together. $3,000, that means every Sunday they're going to be fined $500 every time they meet. They meet three times on Sunday.
And, you know, it was incredible that first Sunday after this happened, they had other churches come and stand outside sort of as guards, so to speak, willing to sacrifice and take the fines if they were going to be given out on that Sunday so the other people would go inside and worship.
Yeah. And so listen to this. The original order that told them to stop worshiping was not only against Rob McCoy, but also the church and Does 1 through 1,000 along with anyone, quote, acting in concert with them, close quote.
So anyone up to 1,000 people that walked in the doors would have gotten...
And anybody beyond that. So what they are doing is, bottom line, why they put this DOES 1 through 1,000 and anyone acting in concert with them is any person who walks into this church to worship, even if they're passing through Thousand Oaks and they're visiting, if I were to go there and go there on a Sunday, I would face the same thing. I would have the criminal charge potentially, and also the fines. Anybody who comes to this church, any guest that comes to the church, that has been criminalized. Now, there's also another church recently been fined thousands of dollars. It's the North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. And it was now recently fined $5,000 for each of the services for holding a morning service and an evening service. So $5,000 for each one of those.
That's $10,000 for Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Plus they were cited for singing in the services. Singing.
Yeah, they have a couple of infractions against them, I guess. One, they worship. Two, they sang.
Right.
So what the city of Santa Clara has done is they have posted, they came and posted.
That was really tacky,
a
too.
A four-page letter, and they taped it to the front of the church.
Really tacky.
Taped it to the front of the church. And they say, North Valley Baptist Church and those attending, performing and speaking at North Valley Baptist services, they have to stop singing. This activity is unlawful.
Unlawful.
Unlawful. That the government says you can't come together and worship, and if you do come together, you also can't sing. So you're getting penalized for both.
And apparently the county was bringing people into the service sort of as agents to spy on them.
The county sent people to the Sunday
That's
service.
That's really
as agents to
awakening.
Spy on the church, yeah. And then they reported, oh my goodness, these people actually gathered together and they sang.
Even though they did social distancing, but still, they sang.
Pastor Jack Treber is an older pastor. He's been there for 45 or so years.
Amazing.
He said that he never thought in this time of his life, in fact, he always thought this time of his life, what he'd be doing is enjoying preaching and loving on people.
That's what he's called to do, right?
And now he's facing criminal and fines, criminal penalties, criminal incarceration, and fines. And he says, you know what? I talked to the health person. God bless that person. You know, they're in charge of public health. He says, but I'm in charge of spiritual health.
Right, and that's more important.
And what he says is he goes through this litany. He says that, yeah, they shut down for many, many weeks, many weeks. They have 11 nursing home outreaches. All that ministry is shut down. They have a jail ministry shut down. They have Sunday school children's program shut down. They have a busing ministry. They've bused 1.5 million or so people over their years. They just put about $1 million some into buying new buses. And they send these buses out in the community. They bring people into the church. All that's shut down.
They go into nursing homes and minister.
Yep. Haven't been able
shut
to visit
down.
People in the hospital, in the nursing homes. All that's shut down. These people are in isolation. He says suicides have increased. Depression's increased.
But you know, the pastor said, you can't have any law against assembling in God's house. None. I know we have a constitution that gives us the right to worship, but we have a higher power that we answer to. I have a biblical mandate. We have obeyed in this church. We've always obeyed authority, but when local authority begins to disregard this authority, we go to this book, which is the Bible, and we obey that.
Yeah, and this pastor is not trying to pick a fight.
Nope.
In fact, on a video he made, he's begging multiple times, begging the city to back off. Begging them to back off. He says that he has, what, 11 grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
I believe, 11 or 14. And he said the grandchildren come to him and say, Papa, are you going to be arrested? Are you going to jail? Grandchildren should never have to ask mm-hmm. if their godly grandfather is going to jail because he's worshiping.
And children shouldn't be crying because they can't come to Sunday school.
And he says that they visit these families at home and the children come to the front door and they're crying. They said, I want to be in church. Mm-hmm. I want to be in Sunday school. So he said, it's time for them to open. And so he did. And now he's facing all these things. That's why we're pushing back so hard. And we're representing many, many pastors around the country, including in California. We've got lawsuits going on in multiple states, including California. In California, let me just reiterate one more time, because I know it's hard to believe. You may think it's an exaggeration, but it's not. 80% of the population in California, no worship. And that includes even in your home. No worship in your home. It's criminal. You can face daily fines. That has only happened in repressive regimes. Now it's in the United States of America. It should never be. Go to our website, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel in our ministry, our legal team, all of our staff. And you can support Liberty Counsel in our fight to defend freedom and churches. Caesar has no right to control these churches. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.